Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you are wanting a mild, meek, and beat around the bush program, you might as well turn your radio off right now. This is not going to be that.
Man, I'm excited.
I have had it up to my eyeballs. I am not going to coddle this issue any longer. I mean, you think about this. Here's a preacher trying to do what's right, and the courts of England haul him in and fine him $92,106 and order him and his staff to go for re-education. You just simply have the wrong attitude because they wouldn't hire a practicing homosexual to lead their youth group. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? You say, but that's London and this is America. Don't you kid yourself. Mr. Edward Kennedy right now is sponsoring a bill in the Senate. It's hate crime legislation that would do this same thing to your church and to mine that just happened in the United Kingdom. They're trying to pass the very same law right here in the United States of America right now. Now, Americans, you better turn this off and go turn your TV back on, because if you don't, you're going to get upset and you're going to go do something about this. But if you can turn this off and forget it and go back to sleep, then we can all settle back down into our fog and act like none of this is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, preacher out there, let me talk to you as minister to minister. It's high time for you to quit being afraid for your job and get in that pulpit and preach like a house of fire. And how about you, Mr. Governor, Mr. Legislator, Senator, Congressman? I'm ready for you to come out of the closet and show your colors. Are you for gay marriage or are you against it? Are you for same-sex couples or are you against them? I'm telling you, it's time for this thing to be flushed out. Oh,
go, keep going.
Well, I've got to. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we have to define this in America now. If we don't stand for something, we are getting ready to fall for anything. I'm talking about California, the largest state in this union, has already passed a law that you can't say mom and dad, father and mother in the public school system, and that you have to hold up homosexuality as a legitimate lifestyle. Homosexuality is not a legitimate lifestyle. It is twisted. It is perverted. It is ungodly. God hates it. Now, let me read the scriptures to you in case you think this is Irvin Baxter having lost it. I have almost lost it. That's true. I've lost my restraint. I'm not going to be restrained. I'm going to tell the truth. We've had way too much political correctness and not enough biblical correctness. Hey, I think that's a quote we need to write down. We've had way too much political correctness and not enough biblical correctness. Let's go to the Bible, Jesse. Let's go, first of all, we're going to go Old Testament and New Testament. The reason we're doing both is because the Old Testament, the word testament means will. The Old Testament is the old will of God. The New Testament is the new will of God. Let's see what Old Testament says about homosexuality, and then we're going to see what New Testament says about homosexuality. Now, here we are in London, supposed to be one of our best friends on the planet. I think we've got the wrong friends. Okay, they're going this way. We're on the brink of going this way. California's already way gone this way. They're having a national ID in London. We're having a national ID. They're putting cameras on every street corner in London. Chicago's hoping to have more cameras than they are. I'm telling you, we're running with the wrong people. It's time for us to separate from that crowd, get back to what made America great, one nation under God. That's where we need to go. Okay, Leviticus chapter number 18. We're going to read there verses 22 through 27. Listen to what God said about homosexuality.
Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination.
Okay, what does thou shalt not mean?
Don't do it.
All right, that's grammar 101. All right, that's number one, thou shalt not. And what does abomination mean?
It's an abomination to the Lord. It's something he cannot stand. He does not like.
It stinks.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an abomination.
Yes.
Okay, now, read on.
Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto.
Self-explanatory. Read on.
It is confusion. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all things the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you.
In all things Great Britain is defiled, which I delivered you from when you had the Declaration of Independence. That's what that says.
And the land is defiled, therefore I do visit the iniquity therefore upon it, and the land itself vomit out her inhabitants.
Okay, so homosexuality defiles the land. That's what it says in God's holy word here, that we're supposed to be preaching every Sunday from the pulpits. Homosexuality has defiled the land, and it will ultimately cause the land to vomit out its inhabitants. Read on.
Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments.
You shall do it.
Shall.
Okay.
And shall not commit any of these abominations.
You shall not commit homosexuality. Man shall not lie with mankind as he does with womankind. Thou shalt not do it. Go on.
Neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you, for all these abominations have the men of the land done which were before you, and the land is defiled.
Homosexuality defiles the United States of America. We cannot claim to be one nation under God when we are one nation in rebellion against God. I'm reading to you from God's word. One more scripture, Leviticus chapter number 20, verse 13. I want to make this real clear. I don't want to leave any room for waffling. Listen to what it says here.
If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them.
In the Old Testament, the penalty for homosexuality was death. They were to be put to death. Am I advocating killing of homosexuals today? No, I am not. I am advocating repenting of homosexuals today and saving them from their sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what we're advertising today. Now, if you're out there and you're listening to me and you're a homosexual, I don't hate you. But I certainly hate the abominable sin you have voluntarily yielded yourself to, and except you repent, you will be forever lost in the hell described in scriptures. I'm going to read that to you from the New Testament in just a little bit. Don't be deceived. This is not a mediocre take or leave it issue. This is a heaven or hell issue. This is an abomination versus righteousness issue. This is defile the land or bless the land issue. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment. We're going through the Old Testament scriptures about homosexuality. In case you are just joining us, let me make sure you understand. There's a bishop in the United Kingdom. He's been fined $92,106 because he refused to hire a openly homosexual person to be over their youth group. Did you think you misheard? No, it's the truth. The courts have ruled under their hate crime laws. They fined him $92,106 and ordered him to go to re-education so he will no longer believe what the Bible says about homosexuality. We got to get his brains washed. He's defiled with the Word of God. We can't have that. That's what's going on here. Now, we want to read. We read the Old Testament scriptures against homosexuality. Now we want to go to the New Testament. We're going now to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. This is the New Testament attitude concerning homosexuality. Listen to it as Jess reads it for us.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators.
Okay, be not deceived. Notice that. There's a lot of deception going on in the world today. And there's a lot of major denominations that are allowing homosexuality. Some of them even have openly gay and lesbian priests in their pulpits every Sunday and claim this is righteousness. And no wonder Paul wrote and said, be not deceived. Read on.
Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Okay, what's it saying here? It says, first of all, don't be deceived. Don't you know the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't let anybody tell you that a fornicator is going to be saved. If you're living with someone you're not married to and claiming to be saved, you're deceived. This scripture blatantly says neither fornicator nor idolater nor adulterer. If you're going out on your husband or wife and you think you're going to be saved, I don't care if you're the biggest board member in the biggest church in Dallas, Fort Worth, New York, San Francisco, Houston, I don't care where you are. If you're committing adultery and you think you're going to go to heaven, be not deceived, neither fornicator, nor idolater, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Sir, walk like a man, dress like a man, act like a man, hold your wrist like a man. Don't be effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. When you commit homosexual acts, you are abusing yourself. The Bible says that. Other translations of the Bible simply translate this, homosexuals. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, none of them shall inherit the kingdom of God. When you turn to Jesus Christ, you leave your sinful ways behind, and you become a member of the church of Jesus Christ. Now here's the good news. You say, man, you're depressing me. I don't mean to depress you. I want you to be saved. Because here's the good news. And such were some of you. Were. I love that word. Used to be. You know, it's one thing what Jesse used to be. And it's another thing what he is today. All of us used to be something that we're not very proud of. But such were some of you. But guess what happened to you? You're washed. You're washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're sanctified. You are justified. That means declared innocent. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So, yes, no homosexual can be saved. No adulterer can be saved. But if you'll repent of that and be washed, God loves you and you can be saved. Don't let anybody tell you you can't leave your homosexuality. Don't let anybody tell you you can't quit stealing. You can't quit committing adultery. The Bible says let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And so we can't be brainwashed by the licentious moral values of this present society we're in. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Okay, last verse in the New Testament. And then we're going to check out our presidential candidates and see where they stand on this issue. It's Romans chapter 1 and verse number 27. Jesse, read that one for us.
And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet.
Okay, men with men. And working that is unseemly. And there's a recompense. There's a bill to pay. Read on.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge.
Please don't read those scriptures. I don't want to hear this. Mm-hmm. Don't throw the God stuff at me. I'm a homosexual. I'm gay. I'm proud of it. They don't like to retain God in their knowledge. Read on.
God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
Now, if you persist in your anti-biblical, ungodly behavior, God is going to turn you over to a reprobate mind so you wouldn't know the truth if you stared it right between the eyes. Now, you say, man, you're being rough today. Well, I'm trying to wake somebody up. We are so absolutely overwhelmed with all of this pro-gay, pro-homosexual, same-sex marriage propaganda that somebody's got to stand up and say, whoa, stop, totally wrong, not even close to the truth, perverted, upside down, tainted, abomination. Somebody has got to stand up and say, stop, wait just a minute, we've lost our minds. Read.
Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection.
Implacable.
Unmerciful.
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 Read that last verse.
Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
People who commit adultery, who commit fornication, who commit homosexuality are worthy of death. The Apostle Paul said it right here. But even though we're worthy of death, Jesus doesn't want us to die. So he said, I'll come and die in your place. And if you'll trust in my blood, I will bring about, I'll pay the bill for your rebirth so you don't have to die. I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So in everything I'm saying, I'm not being unkind, but I'm trying to wake you up because none of these promises come to you unless you are willing to repent of your sin.